This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and let's talk about the ridiculous stadium subsidies out there. It's how we spent a good chunk of the first hour of the show. You're still welcome to comment there. The toll-free numbers are always open for you. And as always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype, so you can Skype in and talk to us that way at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can call on our Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line is open and available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark in the studio. We're going to go back to your phone calls. But I do want to welcome our newest affiliate to Sunday Nights, another new former affiliate of Free Talk Live, KLID AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, is back on with Free Talk Live. And, you know, if you are listening in Poplar Bluff and you're mad about that, then please call us up. We would love to hear from you. And you know, if you've got a problem with the things that are being said on the air here on Free Talk Live.
Did we get kicked off for our opinions at the last time?
Yes, we have.
That's so rare.
We've lost KLID in the past.
We've certainly lost stations over our opinions, but mostly it's because schedule changes and you know, corporate cram downs, which
or the
means
flip formats from
flip
talk
formats,
to music
that kind
or
of thing.
Sports.
But the ones that were lost because of opinion always stick out in your mind.
Yeah.
I guess the way I feel about that as a talk show host is on one hand, I understand that people may not always want to call into a show.
Yep, sure.
But, I mean, here we have an arena of ideas. And by arena, this isn't my term. I didn't make it up. But by arena, that's where people fought with swords to kill each other, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
not
you know,
a friendly place.
This is a rather than the assassination while I'm sitting in my cell waiting for the next show to come on as one of the gladiators in the pit.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you when you go to the boss and you get me kicked off for my opinion, you basically poisoned my gruel
rather than
coming out, you know, getting a short sword and a buckler and taking me on with your ideas.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting analogy.
If you don't like my ideas, well, I don't want to have bad ideas.
Metaphor.
What's that metaphor?
A metaphor?
I think it's a metaphor, yeah. Using like or as. It's like... Yeah.
No, it's a simile, if it's like or as.
Oh, God. Look it up while I'm continuing to...
No, I don't have to look it up. A simile is using like or as.
So metaphor is a simile. A simile is a metaphor using like or as, basically.
I'm sure some would quibble with that definition, but you could say that.
Yeah. Well, I can end it all by just saying you're using a syllogism. And
I don't remember what that one is.
I don't either. But I know.
I guess a metaphor would be like Doc Holliday telling telling who was it in Tombstone?
Bill Paxton's character? I don't know. I don't remember.
The good guy.
The good guy.
Val Kilmer was Doc Holliday, right?
Yeah, Val Kilmer was Doc Holliday, and Kurt Russell was...
I can't remember.
Badass, I don't know.
I can't remember. Yeah,
Wyatt,
I love Kurt Russell.
Wyatt Earp.
You're very good.
He said, "You are an oak." He didn't say, "You are like an oak."
He said, you are an oak.
That would be the metaphor, right? Okay, so let's go on, though, with your calls and thoughts, and you can bring up what you want. It's Matthew in Louisiana watching us online. Hello?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, good. You're on the air, Matthew. Go ahead.
Great. First, let me give a compliment. Excellent show as usual. Johnny Ray, you have an excellent radio voice.
He does.
He's handsome, too.
Those are the only two things that I have.
Well, I've noticed Mark has started growing this chin fuzz thing. He's starting to look like a New Bedford whaling captain.
I often toy around with this little piece of fuzz at the bottom of my chin, and the
part of it is longer than the rest of it right now. The parts on the side of the chin appear to be lengthier than those in the center of the chin.
I've shaped it from the underside, so uh-huh. Yes, it has the appearance of giving my jaw more, my chin more girth.
Uh-huh.
But really,
I just thought it had the appearance of you not shaving correctly.
You would think that.
Okay.
The reason I do it is I can't have hair around my mouth, otherwise it drives me bananas. And it's okay.
Tough to eat ice cream.
I can't grow hair on the sides of my face. Those that can grow mutton chops, you know, you people disgust me. Because I just can't do it. So the only thing I really can do is grow this, or you know, a neck beard on up, basically.
Also, creamy
beard and wearing a beard in my line of work is contraindicated because dealing with a lot of fumes and stuff. So we have to occasionally don the upper respirator. Mm. But y'all were talking about stadium subsidies, and it just flashed me back to 2005 when we were hammered flat by Hurricane Katrina. It was awful. It was.
Where are you calling from?
Metairie, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans. New Orleans is like the city next to Jefferson Parish, and Metairie is like this large, unincorporated. I would say that we're sort of liberty-minded, but it's kind of hard to put your finger on how the people of Metairie think on any given time, because as many people in Metairie as there are, there's that many opinions.
Yeah, sure, sure.
We just don't like the way things went in New Orleans, but we were nonetheless, the whole region was hammered flat. And one of the things everybody was all up in arms about was Tom Benson going to move the Saints to San Antonio? And everybody's, you know, the Superdome was in bad shape, in really rough shape.
It had been used as a fallout shelter.
Well, it was used as a shelter of last resort. And too many people took that to mean that, hey, in the event that the power goes out and I've got no place else to go, why don't I drive to the Superdome to just kind of hang out until the storm, you know, the worst effects of the storm have passed. Well, nobody anticipated the canal walls breaching the way they did, and the giant catastrophe that ensued. So it was badly damaged, and nobody was going to play any football in there for quite a while. And everybody was like, oh, no, the Saints are leaving us. And I remember a radio show did probably more to restore the city than anybody else. And that was a restaurant show by the name of Tom Fitzmaurice. And his thing was, well, who cares if the Saints leave? And I was kind of with him there because I had gotten tired of the NFL sticking a gun to my ribs, you know, periodically and saying, we want more money from the state or else. And we'd already just given them, through Mike Foster, this deal where we were going to increase the hotel-motel tax in New Orleans and the surrounding region, including Metairie, to pay for renovations to the dome. They could use the dome rent-free, which had been the deal since the dome was built. It's a beautiful building, by the way. And all this other happy clap-trap and stuff, and now we were having to rework that deal, and Bobby Jindal worked out a deal where he basically, in fee simple, gave Tom Benson a high-rise that he could in turn lease back to the state for state office buildings, you know, state offices at greatly inflated prices. We were still paying for it, but it wasn't quite as painful. So they rebuilt the dome, and the Saints came back, and for a while there, I was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe the morale thing, that might be an argument I could go for. And then the Saints got political.
And what happened?
Yeah, what was the politics? I don't remember. All I can remember is the Saints have this cool Florida Liz or whatever, however one pronounces that word, on the side of their helmet, and people like to sing when they come in. Hold on.
More on that here in a moment. So if you can stand by, Matthew, we're going to bring you back to answer that. All right, more with Matthew in Louisiana. And you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. He's watching our YouTube feed, but we also have a HD version of the show available to you on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. So you might want to check that out, too. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Live Sunday edition continues.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Like freedom, and we've got got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got Discord. Discord.lrn.fm gets you in there. And you can call us through the Discord on-air call-in line chat room as well. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Cryptocurrency is hot right now, although the prices are... well, not what they were a month ago. They've come down quite a bit, not just Bitcoin, but pretty much across the board. It seems like a lot of the alternatives to Bitcoin tend to follow the Bitcoin price trends. And so when Bitcoin turns in a big downward way, most of the rest of them seem to as well. But there's still some really great technology out there. And, of course, a lot of us who've been in the world of cryptocurrency for a while know that if you just hold on tight, there's a good chance the prices are going to come back.
So far, they have done that every time.
And it may take a couple years. It may take a couple. You remember after 2013 when the price spiked up all the way back at the time to a record high of $1,100, it then fell over the next, I think, 6 months down to as low as $200.
You didn't see the collapse of the largest exchange, largest and basically only exchange, not only, but the...
That's what happened at that time.
Yeah, the masthead exchange through Mt. Gox.
You're saying you didn't see that this time.
Right.
Yeah. Although the price drop so far has been pretty substantial on this particular crash,
sure,
having gone up as high as almost $20,000 to now down as low as below $8,000.
Plenty of times that's happened in the history of Bitcoin.
So you want to look at alternatives to Bitcoin? Check out Zencash. It was founded in 2017 by liberty-loving voluntarists who actually wrote that into their white paper at Zencash.com. They've created a platform that's secure for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. And they're using some of the best technology like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations to allow you to use a better currency. Zencash.com is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Once again, you can learn more over at zencash.com. As we go back to Matthew, he's in Louisiana. You were telling us about what had happened there in the New Orleans area, where there was talk about getting rid of the New Orleans Saints because they wanted a big handout.
While they're letting them go to San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm ambivalent on football, especially the NFL. I prefer the NFL, which I used to play in when I was in at St. Pius X, grade school.
What NFL?
That was great, yeah. NFL, Murder Football League.
NFL.
You start off with 40 kids on both sides, and you play until you get hurt badly enough to sit on the sidelines and watch until it dwindles down to one-on-one football.
That doesn't sound like an officially sanctioned event for the playground.
It sounds like a bad idea generally, but it's all right.
It's not an officially sanctioned event, but it's a heck of a lot more fun to play.
All right, very good.
And it's kind of fun to watch, too, watching old Kevin Kelly and Fernando Figueroa go at it one-on-one. You know, you hike the ball to yourself. That's funny.
Yeah, that's because you don't have enough people playing to do otherwise.
So,
what was the rest of the story you were going to tell us?
I was never a huge football fan, like I was saying. But, I was kind of ambivalent on this new deal. Okay, and then let's get the Saints back. And then after they came back, after Katrina, the morale effect on the people here was tremendous. And you just could not believe, after the Saints whooped up on Atlanta for that opening game back in the Dome, I knew Saints fans who weighed several hundred pounds who were not even walking on the ground. They were floating.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought, maybe putting up with a public subsidy is worth it. And then just not too long ago, the Saints got political. And the first indication I had that something was screwy was when Sean Payton, the coach of the Saints, decides he needs to involve himself in the gun control debate.
Mm.
And I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, aren't we paying for your salary?
You're at the very least paying for a platform for this man to express himself, right? Because the stadium is publicly funded or partially publicly funded, that gives him an ability to, you know, be an important person. He is the big shot stadium guy or whatever, the owner or whatever his role is.
The head coach.
Yeah, the coach, and so more people are going to pay attention to him because of that. So effectively, your tax dollars are giving him the ability to propagate his ideas, whether you agree with them or not.
Right, and he's doing it from, it's like when these Hollywood celebrities spout off. They're doing it from a shield, from behind a shield. You can't have a debate with them.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You guys express an opinion I disagree with, I can call up. I can say, hey, you know what? I don't think you thought about this.
Right.
But what about this? But these guys, they do it from behind a shield. And it's like the same as Antifa whacking somebody over the head with a bicycle lock and then ducking back into the crowd. It's not like you can defend yourself against that. You can't really have a talk with them.
Well, I think
whack you over the head with a bicycle lock.
What I hear from the Hollywood folks is that you're allowed to have an opinion as long as it's the proper opinion. Best I can tell, if you aren't, that there are very few people on the right that are allowed to have an opinion in Hollywood. You'll just not hear from them because they won't say anything. There's a few that have been able to sort of dodge things. Tom Selleck's a pretty good example.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood, Drew Carey. But they went. I mean, they were merciless on Clint Eastwood at the most recent, or not the most recent, the last Republican convention where he did that shtick where he's, I don't know, an actor acting like he's talking to somebody who's not there, which is what the job is. I mean, if you brought a juggler out, you wouldn't expect him to do anything but juggling. So an actor came out, he did some acting. I don't understand. I have no clue why they went after him. And I don't agree with Clint Eastwood on everything by any stretch of the imagination. No. But this idea of besmirching somebody for these the paper-thin reasons really bothers me.
Yeah, I find that the lack of the willingness to debate really is the scariest thing going on currently. But then back to the issue of what's happening here, I started to look around and seeing all these other things that seemed like good ideas that the state was subsidizing. Did you know the state of Louisiana subsidizes college education?
I wouldn't
Most
doubt
of
it.
Them do. Yeah, I would think that all the state schools are subsidized to some extent or another, and I would presume that
they actually through a program that when it first started was privately funded and was a great idea at the time, called the TOPS program. That was funded by a local oil man by the name of Patrick Taylor, and TOPS was restricted to the very best scholars from public and parochial schools in the state. But then Mike Foster thought, hey, I've got a brilliant idea. Why don't I fold this into the state budget? And we'll expand it
for more free education.
No way to destroy
right.
a perfectly good program
hey,
without government money. That's
Matthew,
for sure.
Thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Of course, we know what happens when the state gets a hold of things. It tends to ruin everything it touches. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We have been discussing the stadium subsidy problem, and of course you're certainly still welcome to comment on that. Also, we can get into the tumbling price of the Bitcoin. Britain's first private eye police force with a supposed 100% conviction rate. There's all kinds of interesting things in the news to discuss. And also want to let you know about the Blink home security system. You can get yours delivered to your door. It is super easy to do. It's super easy to set up. The cameras are all wireless. So as soon as you unbox, you put batteries in the cameras. The batteries are included.
And, yeah, they give you the batteries.
Yep, and you just pop the cameras up wherever you want them, and then you connect it all together with the hub that they have. That you connect to via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone.
I actually had a friend of the family today whose husband listens to the show. I think he turned her on to the idea of Blink and that we use it at our home. She texted me for a review of Blink, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great, and gave her the coupon code FTL, and there you go.
Yeah, the coupon code doesn't get you a discount, but it does let them know that we sent you to them. So.
I think that it does get you a 10% discount. We keep getting told that.
Okay, well, every time we've tested it, it hadn't. You haven't told me recently that has changed. So if you can verify that, that'd be great. We're not going
to
make that claim. You just go and you try the code. It's easy. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. The way that Mark, our listeners, found out that that wasn't the case initially, because we had thought that it was initially.
Everybody was having that problem.
They just checked going to the BlinkProtect without the /FTL to see if it was the same price, and it was the same price. So it's not a discount code that we can tell, or at least as of the last check. It was just a code to give us credit for sending them the business. So BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go and get yours. Let's go to, and if you find out differently, Mark, you can let me know. Meanwhile, it's Josh in Des Moines. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, I was just listening to a podcast. You guys were talking about the post office a couple of days ago. Unfortunately,
yeah.
They discontinued my local programming for you guys, and they put on a old school hip hop, whatever that's called.
Us on the FM talk station in town there when we were on that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then I also have to say, listening to you guys live, I normally listen on podcasts at like 1.9. You guys all sound stoned. Just really funny about that.
1.9 is really fast.
That means almost twice as fast as we would normally speak. Yep.
Right. And I knew you guys weren't, because listening to Mark all these years, he's not about that, where I was just like, he's super stoned. No, he's live. To touch on that Blink security system you guys were talking about, I was actually just had a baby a couple of weeks ago and was looking up for a baby monitor. Found out Blink security system is actually cheaper than a baby monitor.
Wow.
Because I was just going to get one of those, like, single units to look at that. And so, yeah, that's a benefit if anybody else is looking for that.
Yeah,
but the reason I was calling was because my father is retired military and my mother's union, and I consider myself a volunteerist. Well, okay. Because we had a baby, my mom's like, well, you need to go sign up for the WIC program so you can get all this free stuff. And I'm like, that's not free stuff. It's money extorted from everybody. You know, when my son was born, he already went in $1.6 million in debt as an American citizen. But the whole thing that I was looking up, I looked up with my city, my state, my county government, and the federal government, added everything up, being completely legal, because I don't have a piece of government paperwork that says that I'm with my wife, looking at this all information. Not trying to game the system or anything. I'm not doing anything with, like, this stuff, but just looking up everything I would be eligible for, because I'm not a citizen. I'm a felon. And so with all of that stuff, they're talking about, basically my wife would take, about $5,000 hit because child support, would be taken out of her paycheck. And then, that's annually, the government would give me $58,868 a year to stay at home with my son. And I just think that's absolutely... Excuse me?
You said your wife would lose $5,000 how exactly?
No, because they would charge her for child support because we're not legally married.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So
that's
they would
thing,
take
where you have to pay child support
a year,
even if you're.
I
don't know a lot about, like, kids and tax rules or whatever. So if you're not actually married to the person that you had a baby with, you have to pay them child support even if you're living together.
Maybe you
no,
don't
no, no.
want
would
to get
based on the fact that I don't work and I would be asking the government for some money. So that would be
okay.
They would be looking to the first person they could take money from.
So they would take
child support from her.
So you're saying over and above the $5,000, though, it's like $58,000 is what you would get.
Yeah, almost $59,000 a year is what me, as a college graduate, student debt, all that stuff, with a felony, would be able to qualify for. Because as a felon who had my felony before I went and got my student debt, it qualifies for some stupid government program that Obama put in where you basically get like $20,000 a year and you're required to put in, I think the minimum payment was like $100 a month. So they would, like, with all of that, just
is that for
as
school?
Money that would
so
come into my coffers.
To, Hold on. So convicts go to school more cheaply than other people? Is that what ex-convicts, excuse me?
No. You had to get your felony first and then graduated from college. And then the government will give you like $21,000 a year to help pay your student loans back. But you only have to use $100 a month of that to actually pay on the loan.
I got to go get to, I'm going to school.
So the only reason why, you know, you won't take that is because you're a principled person and you don't believe in it. But, you know, you can't blame somebody for wanting to take $58,000. I mean, can't blame anybody for that.
Well, I can blame everybody who's willing to use the threat of the government in order to steal money from me and my family.
Well, they don't see it that way. You could justify it as, well, they already paid into the system, and so therefore they're just getting their money back.
$58,000 a year until my kids graduate?
Oh, it's 58 a year?
Legal.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Okay. That's a lot.
I'm talking for 18 years, basically.
Jeez. Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, I...
Yeah,
so I guess
and that's just craziness to me. I'm like, how can you seriously talk about this? Because with the family and such, we had to get together a week or two ago, and they were my dad's ex-military, so he's all about the government and such, and he's like, well, this is just crazy that the government, you know, wants to bring people over from whatever country it is and then give them money, because he was watching an article about a guy came from a country where he was living on 16 cents a day, and now the government gives him $138 a day to live on. And he's like, I don't even need to get a job. I can just live here on the government.
You can take some of that money and send it back home and feed all kinds of people. Hey, thank you, Josh, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate the principled refusal to fall into that tax program, because it must be tempting for a lot of people.
Yeah, I can see why people choose not to to get the taxes. I wouldn't. It seems like too much work in an area that I'm just not interested in finding out how to do it.
You mean jumping through the legal hoops?
Yeah, just figuring out government
working
stuff.
The system.
But and Sarah from New Mexico calls on a relatively regular basis.
She'll probably call in about an hour.
She'll describe her activities as work, and you know, it's work in a scientific sense, right? It moves an object from here to there, or you know, she's burning.
In this case, she may be the object moving from here to there.
She's burning calories, so it's work. But I don't know that I can philosophically say that accepting money from the government is stealing from my neighbor.
Well, let's talk about it coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and share your thoughts as well on the radio on Free Talk Live.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio, this is the Call to Freedom. It's the Crypto Hour, brought to you by Helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, he colors five to get some free coins. This is the Call to Freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof floor. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to IWantThatShelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Also, we should probably get to economics in one lesson here tonight, since we've been going chapter by chapter through the very classic libertarian-ish book. About
no reason not to finish it eventually, and the last
we're
chapter,
get through it.
The last chapter is the next one.
Is it really?
I believe so.
All right,
the lesson restated.
We're on we're on the chapter about savings, which we broke into four parts, and we're going to do part number three coming up here shortly. But first, we go to Ricky. I don't know what that was. Yeah, I don't know if that was Ricky talking to him.
I think it was.
Ricky?
Absolutely retarded.
Oh, sorry about that. That's not Ricky at all. Hang on. We're gonna bring up Ricky here.
From the Commonwealth.
There he is. There he is.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Hi, Ricky. You're on the radio.
You're my Huckleberry? Okay.
That's right.
It's another callback to Tombstone.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your Huckleberry. Now, who's that talking trash talk about Ricky from the Commonwealth?
I haven't heard anybody say anything about you tonight, Ricky. I mean, there's certainly people in the Discord chat who've been teasing you because you have not been able to get your Windows phone to work. I mean, you call in and you claim to be a Windows Microsoft expert, but yet when you've joined the Discord at discord.lrn.fm, you not only have you not gone into the voice chat as you've been invited to do because you claim you can't get the app to work on your Discord phone or your Windows phone, but you won't even chat in the text chat. You're just teasing our listeners.
Well, no, I'm not teasing your listeners. I haven't even been talking about it. That's somebody else, because I haven't been anywhere near the Discord for quite a long
time.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. You came in there one night, and you said it was you, because I asked you about it before. You said that it was you that went in there, and then you just disappeared. You never came back to actually chat to people. So you
got fans, Ricky.
Now, you teased them. That's not nice. It's not nice to tease your fans like that.
Hey, it's not my fault. I mean, they put a hard block on that. Now, I never had any interest in testing Discord back in 15 when I was testing Windows 10. You don't go back into 16 either. You know, so I didn't know the damn thing had a hard block on the damn audio. I mean, I think that's horrible. So.
A hard block? What do you mean by that? Does that mean that Windows phones, you can't use audio to transmit to other, like, programs so people can hear you?
Has nothing to do with the phone, because you got to understand, my phone runs Windows 10, but I'm running on Android hardware.
That's confusing. You know?
I have an Alcatel Idol 4S. It's Android hardware that runs Windows 10 Mobile.
So you hacked it or something? You put a Windows install on an Android phone?
No, you can buy it that way. It's unlocked. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a Snapdragon 820 Quad.
Well, you've got a lot of statistics there, but apparently it doesn't help you run the Discord app.
Well, the problem is the browser. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, I looked into it. Apparently this has been an issue since 14. There's no logical issue.
Are you calling us from your Windows phone right now?
Yep, using Skype.
Okay, so Skype works on the Windows phone. That's good, because that's a Microsoft product.
The problem is it's the browser. Now, the browser won't work on Xbox, it won't work on PC, or it won't work on two Windows 10.
So what you're saying is Microsoft's own browser doesn't work. That's a really great sales pitch for the Windows phone.
No, you don't understand. It's kind of like this. It's a marketing maneuver. They don't want it to work with Microsoft. What? Yeah, it's a marketing maneuver.
What?
Plain and simple.
Why? Why would they cripple their own browser? I mean,
no, they don't own Discord. Discord is the one that will not allow a voice chat. Period.
You're confusing me, because first you said it was the browser, now you're saying it's Discord.
Discord put a hard block on the ability to use audio chat. I can use the browser for
that. They wouldn't do that.
There's lots of people that are using audio chat right now.
Yeah, Discord's an audio chat app, Ricky. So, I mean, you clearly don't know what you're talking about.
I said, you know what your problem is for Ian? You don't read. I sent you 3 or 4 years.
You're right. I don't ever read anything, almost nothing that you send us on Skype. I don't read it.
I said 4 years.
It's not because I can't read. It's because that I have a limited amount of time, and I'm only going to read the things that are interesting to me.
I'm not interested in Discord because I think it's pathetic, honestly.
So it's just a big tease. You're just teasing our listeners, just so they know. They're listening right now, and they're going to be sad.
I can't use the audio.
You're going to make our Discorders cry. You don't want to do that, do you?
It's a pain in the ass to read it. I mean, it is. What? If they want me to go on there, I'll go on there.
All right, get in there. Discord
fans.
Discord, they're demanding that your presence. Discord.lrn.fm. Ricky, thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to Johnny Ray's hometown, Asheville, North Carolina, where Tony is listening to WWNC. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is government regulating businesses. I'm in a business where, you have to get state approval in order to operate, and it seems like the people that get the licenses to operate are trying to shut everybody out, and
yes.
it's been a roadblock for me, like, most of my life.
What businesses have you tried to get into that you felt like you could not overcome the regulations that have been put in place to block you?
I'm in the moving and transportation business, and mm-hmm. I really do a good job, but it limits me to not do more because, you know, I can't go down the road and, you know, with different regulations and stuff like that. I have to stay local, and it really limits me. And
right.
I have a really good service to offer, and it seems like the people that have the big businesses don't want you in, and you got to pay all this money to get in. And
It's a club. It's a closed club.
It's a big club,
yeah.
And you're not in it.
And it's not a big club. It's a limited club with a very small amount of members. And you're absolutely right. You see this in every industry.
I'm a tax-paying citizen. You know, I am. I pay my taxes on the income that I claim and stuff. And it's really hard. I mean, I just wonder if there's other people out there that feel the same way.
Absolutely. I mean, anybody who's tried to open up a business and do it through the legal channels has been, in a lot of cases, rebuffed by how difficult that process is. I know that, you know, when I was younger and I was interested in radio and I wanted to know, well, what does it take to start a station, right? Like, you know, create your own radio station. And the answer is a lot of money and attorneys. You know, the average person cannot reach reach that level of financing to be able to compete in that business. And that's if there are any available frequencies that the government will allocate. And half the time, or more than half the time, they don't even have a filing window open. So even if you do have the money and have the attorneys, they may not even be accepting applications at that moment.
You can always buy an existing radio station.
And if one is for sale.
And it creates a black market, I think, in these businesses. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so there's people that have these proper licenses, and then there's people that don't. And they're, you know, and I don't know. It just—it's really frustrating for me.
I'm with you.
I wish I could get some help, and I, you know, all I get is like, you know, notes. You know, it's just hard.
That's their job.
I think the best solution here, and I know this isn't an easy answer, but Tony, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The best solution would be to have people who have a similar mindset. That is. Libertarians, mostly, who agree that regulations are basically protectionism for the existing business owners. I mean, that's what he was talking about, and that's exactly what it is in every single regulated industry, is the existing business owners get in control of the regulatory authorities, or were there on the ground floor of the formation of it in the very beginning. They were the ones, in a lot of cases, who advocated for the formation of a licensing board or a regulatory board of some sort, and then they stack it, of course, with their people or themselves. And ultimately create new rules and prohibitions that make it very difficult for an upstart, a young person, or a new, you know, entrant into the field to get in at their level and to compete. And that's, I mean, whether it's, as he said, transportation or restaurants or, you know, you fill in the blank. If it's any kind of regulatory structure around that industry, you can better believe that the people who've been in that industry the longest are the ones with the biggest influence over that regulatory structure. Yep. It's just a scam from top to bottom. So what's the best solution? Well, you can try begging politicians to let up, but, of course, they're owned lock, stock, and barrel in a lot of cases by these very regulatory, you know, influences, campaign contributors and that sort of thing. So how do you change this? Well, we have a migration of libertarians that are moving to New Hampshire, which is already one of the states with fewer regulatory structures in place. There aren't as many licensed trades in New Hampshire as in some states. It's, I don't think, the lowest. I don't think it's the lowest on the totem pole, but it is not the highest either. And, you know, what we need to do is literally repeal these regulatory agencies.
Yeah. Regulatory capture is real. It's an economic, you know, reality. You can take a look. You could read about it. And this is what goes on when you give the government the ability to decide who's going to be in a business and who's not. Turns out the people with money keep out the people who don't.
Absolutely true. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got a full hour to go here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.